Still on the environment, and biodiversity is essential for keeping the balance in all kinds of environments, including rainforests. But researchers have recently discovered that despite the protected status of tropical rainforests around the world, their biodiversity is at risk, and that's bad news for all of us. Sione Kelly has more.
A group of international environmental scientists have found that although many tropical rainforests around the world are protected, this is not helping to maintain their biodiversity, and they are in fact showing decline to the numbers of animals and plant life. Professor William Lawrence, lead author of the study, talked to me about what was found and what this means for tropical rainforests.
Basically, we found that there was a huge amount of variability. You know, these protected areas are, in theory, supposed to be kind of our arcs for preserving biodiversity into the future, into the long term. But what we found is that there was a great amount of variability in how well these arcs were performing. Some were doing pretty well, some were in danger of sinking. And we roughly ended up lumping the reserves into two categories. One category that was about half the reserves that we called succeeding reserves. The other half we called suffering reserves. And what was really most striking was that if you looked at different major groups of biodiversity, and we looked at groups like primates and old growth trees, if you look at these over 30 groups that we examined, changes in biodiversity in the suffering reserves were really sweeping. It wasn't just that one or a few groups were being affected, but in fact many different groups of biodiversity were suffering.
According to Professor Lawrence, 85% of the reserves the study looked at had lost surrounding forest cover in the last 20 to 30 years, and only 2% had gained forest cover. However, Professor Lawrence believes that reserves still need to be protected.
If you get a lot of logging or fires or illegal mining or illegal hunting happening around the reserves, oftentimes those same things tend to penetrate inside. So in many ways, even though the reserves are functioning to a degree, they're definitely helping to conserve forests. They're valuable. We have to preserve them. But to some degrees, they're also reflecting. They're acting like mirrors or partial mirrors, partially reflecting the threats and changes that are happening around the protected areas as well.
Professor William Lawrence. Dr. Martin Taylor from the World Wildlife Fund thinks that the management of reserves plays a role in preserving biodiversity.
You know, it's not enough to just draw a line around an area and say this is protected. There has to be on-ground protection. Protection has to mean something in terms of rangers out there protecting the area actively, so stopping illegal logging, stopping destructive activities that are banned on the reserve, and also regulating visitors. Visitors can have a huge impact. So even visitors who don't take anything except pictures are also having an impact. All of those things have to be managed very well by professionals.
According to Dr. Taylor, a significant problem with sustaining reserves is a lack of funding.
Yeah, there's not enough money. I mean, a lot of the rainforests in the world belong to poor countries, and they can't afford to mount the kind of protection. They do a fantastic job with the little resources they've got, but still a very difficult task because it's costly to protect areas. You've got to have rangers, you've got to have management plans. Who's going to pay for that?
Dr. Martin Taylor. Meanwhile, Professor Lawrence maintains that more attention needs to be given to protected reserves so that they can flourish.
To not just manage protected areas alone, but we also have to think about what's going on around them. If we just ignore everything happening around them, those problems will tend to leak inside the protected areas. The protected areas are just going to increasingly suffer. They're going to become more and more caricatures of reality. They're not going to be samples of tropical nature that are intact. They're still going to have important values. They'll have carbon storage and values for processing water and for maintaining some biodiversity, but they're going to increasingly become distorted ecologically. And that's really not what we want these protected areas to be. We want them to be samples of tropical nature that conserve biodiversity, that maintain natural ecological processes in the long term, and that really are arcs of hope for the future.
Professor William Lawrence of James Cook University. He was speaking with Sione Kelly.